Hi, I'm your host Jane Call and welcome to the Prince 2 Study Sessions. This is episode 1 and today we'll be covering Prince 2 overview and principles. Our key objectives then are to cover the purpose of the podcast and how they can support you, explain Prince 2 overview, the benefits of having this professional qualification, what are the four integrated elements of Prince 2, and finally, overview of Prince 2 principles. Let's begin with the purpose of the Prince 2 podcast. These have been created and designed to support you in gaining a better understanding of the Prince 2 content, bringing to life some project management examples, and will hopefully better support you in passing your Prince 2 exam. Each podcast will cover a different topic from Prince 2 principles, themes, and processes, and I will try to bring it to life as much as I can. So, what is Prince 2? Prince 2 is a project management methodology, which is a heavily process-based approach for effective project management. Prince 2 stands for Projects in a Controlled Environment, and it is used and recognised globally. Through Prince 2 best practices, this method can be applied and tailored to any type of project. Prince 2 covers the full life cycle of a project, from a structured plan beginning to various structured management stages, and finally covering project closure. And finally, using Prince 2 can meet the project needs of an organisation and can be scaled to the size and complexity of different types of projects. The benefits of having a Prince 2 professional qualification is that it will support you in achieving personal and professional goals. It's a desired criteria to have in your CV, and employers do ask for this. And also, finally, it will give you a better understanding of project management. Now we're going to move on to the overview of the four integrated elements in Prince 2. So Prince 2 is made up of four key areas, which they define as integrated elements, which interconnect throughout the life cycle of a project. Think of this as a cake. The base of the cake, which holds it together, is the project environment. Organisations want a consistent approach to managing projects and can tailor Prince 2 to create their own project management method. This means Prince 2 can be tailored and applied to any type of project environment and embed it into an organisation's way of working. Next layer of the cake is Prince 2 processes. They address the flow of the project. There are 7 processes within a Prince 2 project that covers the full life cycle of a project from beginning, middle to end. Each process has a checklist of recommended activities and include different types of project management documentation and products, and also project team roles and responsibilities. The next layer of the cake is Prince 2 themes. There are 7 themes on a Prince 2 project which must be addressed and in parallel throughout the project. Themes provide guidance on how things should be done during the project. Each theme provides guidance or how to go about certain project management activities, such as risk, change, or quality. The final top layer of the Prince 2 cake then is the principles. These are good practice guidance which determine whether the project is generally being managed using Prince 2. There are 7 principles, and unless all of them are applied, it is not a Prince 2 project. The principles are universal, so they can be applied to any type of project. Another easy way to remember the four integrated elements is to remember 7 processes, 7 themes, 7 principles. And the very bottom of that is the project environment holding it all together. In the following podcast, we will look at each of these integrated elements in turn. But today we're going to start with the Prince 2 principles. The first principle is continued business justification. Prince 2 requires that a project has a justified reason for starting it. That justification is recorded and approved within a business case, and it remains valid and is revalidated throughout the life of a project. So in other words, a project must make good business sense, and there needs to be a clear return on investment, value for money, or a benefit to be gained from continuing with the project. In addition, it is important that continued business justification is aligned to the wider corporate program or customer strategies. This is because poor alignment with the corporate program or customer strategies can result in organizations having a portfolio of projects that have mutually inconsistent or duplicate objectives, basically costing the organizations more in the long run and potentially resulting in poor return on projects investments. And if you think about it, If a project no longer has continued business justification, then it really should be stopped. We will talk more about continued business justification in the business case theme and how it's reviewed on a regular basis. But now we're going to move on to the second principle, which is learn from experience. Prince 2 states, project teams should learn from experience. Lessons are sought on a project. They're recorded either through lessons learnt workshops or lessons reports, and they should be acted upon throughout the life of a project. This principle begins in starting up a project when previous or similar projects should be reviewed to see if any lessons could be applied, or if this is the first time within an organisation this type of project is taking place, then it is even more important to learn from others, and projects should consider seeking external experience. This principle is further applied as the project progresses, where at the end of every managed stage, lessons should be learned for continued improvements and included as part of a lessons report or review. And finally, at the end of a project, during the closure process, the project should pass on any lessons on how the project performed, so future projects can gain key learnings. This is a very important principle where everyone has a responsibility within the project to seek lessons learned rather than waiting for someone else to provide them. The third principle is defined roles and responsibilities. Prince 2 states that a project has defined roles and responsibilities within an organisation structure that engages the business, user and supplier stakeholder interests. A project will usually involve having different cross-functional teams and may sometimes involve more than one organisation. To be successful, projects must have an explicit project management team structure consisting of defined and agreed roles and responsibilities for the people in the project and act as a means for effective communication between them. The three key primary stakeholders within Prince 2 are business representation. This is the person who is accountable for the continued business justification and will ensure the business investment on the project will provide value for money. Senior user. This represents the customer or end user who will use or support the completed products to enable the organization to gain the expected benefits. And finally, senior supplier. This represents the supplier who will provide resources or expertise required by the project. There can be more than one supplier on a project, and they may be internal or external to the organization. The key thing to remember about this principle is that it manages expectations so everyone knows what they need to do within a project and ultimately who is accountable or responsible for each element. If roles and responsibilities are not clearly defined, people will not understand their role in a project, what they can expect from others, and who needs to make the key decisions. The fourth principle is managed by stages. A Prince 2 project is planned, monitored, and controlled management stages by management stages. Prince 2 breaks the project down into sections called management stages. In other words, difficult tasks are better off broken into management trunks or management stages. In Prince 2, a project must have at least two management stages, which are the initiation stage and one further managed stage. For more complex projects, more managed stages may be required. The focus on managing by stages ensure the project is properly initiated before the work starts on delivery of the project's outputs. It also provides review and decision points, giving the project board the opportunity to assess the project's viability at defined intervals rather than letting it run in an uncontrolled manner. The project board will only authorize one managed stage at a time. Towards the end of each stage, the project manager will review the business case and the project plan, update key project documentations with the results of the current stage, and create an end stage report and a stage plan for the next stage. The information the project manager provides at the end of each stage will enable the project board to conduct an end stage assessment and make a decision as to whether to continue to proceed with the project. The key thing to remember about this principle is that the project board delegates the authority for the day-to-day control of the managed stage within agreed tolerances to the project manager. The fifth principle is managed by exception. A Prince 2 project has defined tolerances for each project objective to establish limits of delegated authority. Management by exception provides a framework for delegation and project management that allows each management layer to manage the layer below without the need for constant supervision and interruption. For example, if the project board were to become involved in every decision, it would distract their time and effort from other projects and their day-to-day work, and ultimately key decisions may become delayed. Therefore, in order to manage by exception, each management layer of the project must be confident in the ability of the level below to play its part. How this works in practice is a Prince 2 project will have defined tolerances for each project objective to establish limits of delegated authority. Prince 2 lists 6 tolerances that can be set. They are cost, time, quality, scope, benefit, risk. We will go into more detail in a later podcast about the 6 aspects of performance within the progress theme. However, for now, the key thing to remember about this principle is controls are set at the beginning of a Prince 2 project, so that if one of those 6 tolerances are forecasted to be exceeded, this is classified as being in an exception and must be immediately escalated to the next management level above for a decision on how best to proceed. The 6th principle is focus on products. A Prince 2 project focuses on the definition and delivery of products, in particular their quality requirements. This principle requires products to be output orientated rather than work orientated. Prince 2 calls these outputs products. Prince 2 has 2 types of products that you'll hear about in this podcast. The first one is specialized products, those that are part of the final product that would be handed over to the end user or customer. The second type is management products, those that are created to support the specialized products, such as project management plans and reports. Another way of understanding this principle is to remember the purpose of a project is to fulfill stakeholder expectations in accordance with the business justification. And to do this, there must be a common understanding of the products required and the quality expectations for them. So in other words, a product description should be written as soon as possible in the project so that all stakeholders will have a clear understanding of what products need to be created. By defining and agreeing the project product early on, it focuses attention on the scope of the project and will be useful when developing initial estimations for the time and cost required to create the products. When planning each substantial stage, more detailed product descriptions are developed for the major products of the project and incorporated into the appropriate stage plan. This means that each stage plan will contain the details of what will be delivered, and it is the job of the project manager to ensure that these products are developed at the right level of quality within the agreed constraints of time and cost. We will discuss in further detail how product-based planning is used in Prince 2 as part of the plans theme in a later podcast. However, for now, the key thing to know about focus on products is that this ensures and helps manage uncontrolled changes in scope creep, reduces the risk of user dissatisfaction and acceptance disputes by agreeing earlier on what will be produced, and it provides clarity on each product's purpose, composition, quality criteria and quality method. The final theme is tailored to suit the environment. Prince 2 is tailored to suit the project environment, size, complexity, importance, team capability and risk. The key advantage of Prince 2 is that it is a universal project management method that can be applied to take account of any project environment and any project type. This can be used in any project because the method is designed to be tailored to suit the project specific needs and contexts. Tailoring requires the project board and the project manager to make proactive choices and decisions on how Prince 2 will be applied. How this works in practice is that the project initiation document, or commonly known as the PID, should describe how Prince 2 will be tailored for a particular project so that all stakeholders understand how Prince 2 is to be used and how this may impact their roles and responsibilities on the project. The key thing to remember about this principle is tailoring is about thinking how best to apply the method to a project. Some of the things that will need to be considered are: how will Prince 2 themes be adapted and tailored? Are there specific organisational terms or language which should be incorporated? And finally, Is there a need to revise the role description for the PRINCE2 project roles, for example, to match existing standards? To summarise, we have now covered all seven principles. The principles are an extremely important element of PRINCE2. They are universal and standardised and can be applied to any project of various size, complexity, scope, and exist throughout the project lifecycle. And remember, you must have all seven principles within a project for this to be classified as following the PRINCE2 method. This now concludes episode 1 of the PRINCE2 study sessions, which has provided an overview of PRINCE2, the benefits of having this professional qualification, the four integrated elements, and finally finishing off with the PRINCE2 principles. Thanks very much for listening, and join me next time as we begin PRINCE2 themes.